passing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Good evening, my friends. Welcome. Yes, it is Friday, November the 30th. This is The Flip Side, your host Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group, our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, breaking stories, the hostage crisis in New Hampshire is over. The suspect is now under arrest. Earlier today, they called out the National Guard, the FBI, the Secret Service, the 7th Cavalry, 23rd Bomber Division. The guy that was arrested was named Leland Eisenberg. Don't expect there to be any reports about Jewish terrorists anytime soon. Well, looky here. As we end the week, the Dow managed to irk out a 59-point gain in the week at 13,371. Maria Bartiromo was beside herself, spending no time telling everybody this was the biggest week for the Dow since the spring. We've turned the corner. Everything is fine. People are snapping up bargains left and right. As a matter of fact, even the Muslims understand, or shall we say the Muslims in Abu Dhabi, understand what a great bargain there is out there for those investors sitting on the sidelines waiting for the turnaround. Well, there's no question Wall Street closed out a volatile week and month with a comparatively mild performance today, all based on encouraging words by one Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and the Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Paulson, who's come up with a plan. Yes, the White House announced the Plunge Protection Team has a plan to solve the liquidity crisis. How are we going to solve the excess liquidity crisis? We are going to introduce more excess liquidity. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Nevertheless, the plan has not been finally worked out. Now, this is interesting. Well, it is. There you go. Pig with lipstick on, pig with a bow on, pig with little booties on, pig with a bonnet. It's still a pig. We'll be back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there.
Yeah, if you're going through hell, maybe Leland Eisenberg should have listened to that song. Quick check of where the medals ended up. You know, yesterday I went through a whole dissertation for an hour telling you that shopping around to save $5 here, $10 there is a futile effort, because when you finally decide to make the decision to buy, the next day whatever thing you thought you were going to save is going to evaporate. Today was a case in point. Gold in New York City closed down $12.10 for the week to end at $783.80. You know who was really unhappy today? All those guys that were holding $800 options. Well, guess what happened to the options? They all expired worthless. We're looking good a couple of days ago, but that's the way Wall Street works. Silver, likewise, off 25 cents, closed the week at $14.03. Platinum off $5 at $1,442. Palladium off $2 at $351. A large part of the exuberance on Wall Street today, crude oil below $90 a barrel, off $2.26. They paid no attention to the threat from Hugo Chavez, who told anybody who would listen that if the U.S. messes with his lifetime election coming up on Sunday, he would cut off all oil to the U.S. Well, there you go. And the U.S. dollar, now this is very interesting. Here we've got Ben Bernanke almost confirming, not quite, we're going to spend the next 11 days figuring out, well, maybe they will cut, maybe they won't cut, maybe they will cut, maybe there's more bad news. We don't know. Anyway, the dollar index up 61 basis points today, 76.17, which is the reason why gold pretty much fell out of bed. So there you have it. Unbelievable week. So much manipulation going on. If you don't think that Robert Rubin talks with Mr. Paulson to set up, because Robert Rubin did the Abu Dhabi deal, who bought a substantial chunk of Citigroup. Cost Citigroup $800 million to raise that money, but that's neither there. So all these stuff, things are planned. Robert Rubin goes off, solidifies the deal. Market says, oh, we've seen a bottom. Next day comes out a Fed governor saying, yes, we will cut rates. Then you get the head guru, Ben Bernanke, coming out and indicating the same thing. And then Paulson coming out today and saying, we got a solution to the subprime crisis. They just haven't worked out the plan yet. We'll look into it a little bit later. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. We've got Steve in California. Hey, Steve.
Hello, Rob. How are you doing?
All right, brother. Whereabouts in California are you?
San Diego County.
How's the rain?
Yes, in the middle of the rain. It's been raining all night, all day. The farmers are happy anyway, and yep, that's good. You know, I was looking into your background on your sheet that did, you know, give a little bit of you know, where you'd been from, Rhodesia, etc. And I was wondering, did you have a sense that there was a Judaic dialectic going on in terms of the rise and fall of colonial powers in Africa due to socialism on one side and fascism on another, perhaps? There could have been even pre-planned in order to bring about the final invasion of Palestine by the Ashkenazis?
Well, I mean, it should come as no coincidence that you make that comparison, because I believe Mr. Olmert came out today and made statements to the effect that Israel risks apartheid-like struggle if a two-state solution fails. And Israel is very similar to the former government of South Africa in every way. I mean, Jimmy Carter, as much as I chastise Mr. Carter for losing me my country, he's absolutely correct in making that connection between the former government of South Africa and the current government of Israel, which is not a democracy. I mean, that's just spin.
Yes, you know, that's interesting, because I remember an Israeli Jew offering me a job, which I refused, back in the late 70s, early 80s, whenever it was, in engineering in South Africa. And the point here is, he had, and his firm had, an exact connection that was very direct, and, you know, if you want the job, it's yours. You go. You make a lot of money. And the reason I refused it was I won't side with anything that's racist. I don't care if it's Zionazi, if it's Nazi, neo-Nazi, or whatever. I won't go there. I don't care for it. I reject it. I'm Catholic, and I believe that all men are created in the image and likeness of God, and I just will not side with that sort of thing. And so I rejected what he offered me. But you know what? He wasn't impressed. He knew someone else would take it. It just didn't matter, you know. In other words, it's the shekels or whatever, and it's just absurd. But it has an effect in this world that, until people wake up and say, hey, wait, wrong is wrong and right is right, they're going to continue to get away with what they're doing. And, you know, what strikes me is that most of the people in this country are concerned with, well, am I comfortable? by the time, and let me make this one point, by the time that the comfort zone is totally taken away, it will be too late to do anything about it.
It's already too late to do anything about it. Because America has accepted political correctness as its doctrine. And political correctness ultimately will be the downfall of these United States. Multiculturalism is an absolute abject failure. Yet it is still rammed down our throats as this utopian vision of how people of different ethnicities can harmoniously live together. I'm not saying that people of different ethnicities cannot live harmoniously together, but in order for that to be achievable, they've got to have a common objective. They've got to have a common vision. When you have conflicting ideologies, you will never have a cohesive multicultural society. I mean, the world is breaking apart because of this doctrine of multiculturalism. You have Sweden tearing itself apart, Switzerland tearing itself apart, Belgium, Norway, Great Britain. Look what's going on in France as we speak. Riots in the streets between the haves and the have-nots. You've got the similar racial tensions here in the United States because people have obviously bought into cultural Marxism and thinking that, this is a melting pot. I mean, it's the same old lines that they've been giving us year after year. And unfortunately, when it comes to talking about racial differences and ethnic differences, we tend to put Band-Aids on axe wounds, and we wonder why we've got to go back and revisit it on a consistent basis.
Yeah, for instance, I mean, you take Mandela and his wife in South Africa. I mean,
right.
Nobody can possibly defend the necktying they did to assassinate people of another ethnic group they didn't like. And at the same time, you can't possibly defend the Ashkenazi assassination, pillaging, and murder of the Palestinians. Yet, multiculturalism says that if you speak out against any of these things, you are a purveyor of hatred.
Hatred, sure. Oh, yeah, because that's designed to shut you up. It's obviously a tactic that's been used very effectively by the ADL, B'nai B'rith, and various other Jewish organizations that that perpetuate this ideology of anti-Semitism, which is by itself as ludicrous a word as Islamofascism and racism. But they've been very effective in the propaganda machine to shame people into silence. And that's where we find ourselves today. And it's a reason why a lot of people don't speak out on these subjects, because they're afraid of being put in a box and called a racist, a homophobic, whatever the case may be. I mean, this is all part of the grand plan, the indoctrination that we have, unfortunately, willingly accepted. If you wanna hang on, Steve, we've got a short break coming up.
Okay, sure.
We'll be back on the other side.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Friday, speaking with Steve in California, talking about, a very interesting subject.
Yeah, Rob, you know... go ahead.
Sorry, Kerry.
Continue.
No, I was just going to point out a event that happened in the last week that obviously illustrates the level of political correctness in America. In a school in, it's Lakota East High School, they were doing a production of Agatha Christie's novel called Ten Little Indians. But through pressure from the NAACP, who called it genocidal and racist, the school obviously pulled this production from its winter schedule. Are you familiar with the novel, Agatha Christie's novel?
Yes, I remember from high school, and sure. I went to high school during the mid-60s, and then, you know, Vietnam was at that time and all, et cetera.
And well, when she first did it in 1939, it was called Ten Little Niggers instead of Little Indians.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, but when the version came to America, which was published in 1940, just to show you that political correctness goes way back, The American version changed the name to Ten Little Indians.
Mm.
See, because you didn't, you know, you would insult black people, but Indians are fine.
Okay. Where I am on that is anybody should be allowed to speak what they want, and I should be allowed to disagree with them.
Sure.
And are you aware of Tony Martin, the professor of black history, who was a black man himself?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And he has shown that Talmudic racism is responsible for black slavery. It's another form of this Marxist, or pre-Marxist in this case, Judaic dialectic that pits people against one another in order to promote the supremacist Judaic agenda. And
There's no question. I mean, this is some point that I've tried to make time and time again. It is a supremacist mindset. When you look at the reason why do evangelicals support Israel, because they believe that Israelis are God's chosen people. Well, that's a supremacist mindset.
Denied by Jesus Christ, too, by the way.
Sure.
He said, you are of your father the devil, and you're the father, the desires of your father you do. You are a murderer, just like he is. He rejected that entirely. And then he prophesied that in 40 years, your whole country is going to be devastated because of the fact that you've obviated and violated every covenant that God ever tried to hand you, and then it happened. So, I mean, the idea that they have a biblical covenant in order to go back and reclaim that land is pure garbage. Isaiah, Jesus Christ, John the Baptist, all the rest of the prophets, Moses himself, they all deny this. And it is a con job, going back to the ADL smear and label that you were mentioning before, it is a con job that the ADL has thrown out there in order to get people to back up, in the name of Christ, falsely, I should say, anything that the modern state of so-called Eretz Israel, which are just Ashkenazi invaders of Palestine, wants to have backed up.
Sure. Oh, no, you ain't going to get an argument with me on that one. I mean, it's a simple fact of life. But it's unfortunately politically correct to speak about this because of obviously the great sway that certain evangelicals like Pat Robinson and John Hagee and...
Hagee's the worst.
Sure. He's by far the worst, but He's given aid and comfort by the likes of Pat Robinson name escapes me, James Dobson from Colorado Springs and look where Hillary was today. She was pandering in front of Rick Warren, he of the Purpose Driven Life books. Hillary was pandering to them. They were holding a big rally. They've been having a three-day rally in Southern California where none of the Republican candidates have been invited to speak, just the Democrats.
You'll find this interesting. A friend of mine, like I said, I'm Catholic, but a friend of mine is an evangelical Baptist minister, one who rejects the secret rapture, knows that Israel is not the covenant people of God, but that in Christ Christians are called, and he has an advanced degree, a master's degree from a seminary, and you know what he told me? He says the Jews missed their calling. It's that simple, and they don't want to admit it.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Steve, thanks so much. I appreciate the call, sir.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to Flipside on this last day of the month. We start the fun December period. Let's go to Sean in Texas. Hey, Sean. Hello, Sean. Always love this. Searching for the callers. Sean, are you there? Hello, Sean. Going once for Sean. Going twice for Sean. Sean's gone. Let's go to Howie in New Mexico.
Hello, sir.
How are you doing, my friend?
So I listen to you every day.
Are you in an area that gets snow?
Yes, I'm right next to you, sir. I'm in New Mexico.
Yeah, I know, but are you in an area that gets snow?
No, sir, I'm in the valley.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Well, you're gonna get a lot of rain tomorrow.
Oh, yes, sir. I just love listening to you and Bobby and Mr. Statmiller. I just love listening to y'all. But you know I'm an Afro-American.
Right.
And I understand what you've been through, sir. With Mr. Mugabe over there in Rhodesia.
Right.
But, sir, being an American is a hell of a thing. It's a special thing to be an American.
Absolutely.
And you know, sir, you can hate and you can love, right?
Absolutely.
In your heart. Is that true, sir?
Sure. No question.
And if you can love and hate in your country and find the right way, sir, why can't you do it in a country? I mean, the heart is much smaller than the country, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, but you've also got to understand something else. Unfortunately, the racial differences in the United States will continue to exist.
Yes, sir.
So,
how old do you think I am, sir? I see people hung from trees right here in America.
Oh, sure.
I was down there in Georgia, sir. I wasn't always in New Mexico. I retired from the military.
Right.
I was fortunate. I paid my dues, kept my nose clean, and made it.
Sure.
But not everybody can do that, sir.
I understand that.
You can't put what bad people do on a race. I mean, you heard me the other day when you said that my country wouldn't accept a black man being the president, sir. I don't think, I think more of my country than that. Even if it was true, I wouldn't believe it.
Well, what I said is that America may be ready to elect a woman as president of the United States, but I don't think America is yet ready to accept a black man as a president.
Sir, you know something?
Now let me explain that point. Barack Obama is running for president of the United States.
Yes, sir, he is.
Is he qualified to become president of the United States? Should be the only question that we ask. In other words, does he have the qualifications for the job? If America's going to elect a black man to the highest levels of government in the free world, if they're going to do it because of a guilt conscience rather than the best qualified person.
We as Americans don't do it as a whole. We do it on a small equal part of hate or whatever we elect to be prejudicial. Together as Americans, we come together as whole in any type of disaster or calamity. That's what makes us Americans. That's why when we get to heaven, the angels are full of their weight, because we know redemption as Americans. I'm sorry.
I understand that, but America today is more divided than it's ever been in its history.
Yes, sir.
We're
united, we'll never be strong.
You've got to have a unifying principle.
That unifying principle is being American, sir. And that goes deeper than the people or any country can see. We know how to unite as Americans. Look at those New Yorkers out there when tragedies hit. Now, regardless of all the other stuff, as people, New Yorkers united. They were strong. They gave us what the true ideals of America was. How to unite in tragedy. That's what makes, you know, America, sir, how we are tragedy. But look at us now. I mean, we had different afflictions come to tear us apart, and it happens every day. They take our dollars, they do everything. But look at our American greenback just hanging on there, boy, huh? That's America.
I wouldn't use the US dollar.
The great old dam, my old horse, shook that dirt off, baby. Came right on back.
I wouldn't use the dollar as an example.
Sir, you know something?
Yeah.
The dollar is just like our flag. And I tell you, when they destroy the dollar, they're going to destroy and make a lot of people mad.
Yep.
Because it's just like our flag, sir. It's been with us a long time.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to tell you? You can kick us. You can stomp on us. You can spit in our face. But you know something, sir? We know the difference in what you're spitting in our face and when it's raining. You know why, sir?
Right.
We're Americans.
Right. Well, God bless you, Al. Hang in
there,
brother.
I love you, sir. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay. Happy hour in New Mexico. John in Florida. Hey, John. It's Friday.
Hello?
Yeah, how are you doing, John?
Oh, I'm doing all right. The last caller you just had, the only person that's actually qualified to even be president, and it's not George W. Bush or anybody else, but would be Ron Paul. He's the only one qualified. But I watched the debate the other night, and Ron Paul wasn't even asked a question for 30 minutes, and then they had so many commercials on our cable television down here that I missed a lot. And I had a friend that was actually in St. Petersburg, and they never showed the Ron Paul video here, the YouTube video that Ron Paul did. They never showed it on the local TV here. Yeah, they cut that out completely.
Yeah, well, he was only asked two questions.
No, no, but also, like Fred Thompson had his YouTube video where he beat up. They never showed that locally here. They actually cut that part out, and then they went to. They had all these commercials come up, and it was the same commercial that was about cable television. It didn't make any sense, but they gave Ron Paul. He got about 4 minutes total. He was not. They never allowed any of his video on the YouTube or any of that.
Look, I mean, just accept what's happening out there. I mean, look at, for instance, look at this weekend's lineup of the political shows on Sunday. Whether it's Tim Russert or whether it's what's that one he does, Meet the Press, or whether it's the CBS's. The CBS's show. I think on Meet the Press they've got Jim Webb on. He's a senator who has just come back from Iraq. I believe CNN is going to do a very small segment on Ron Paul, but the main news, the political news that should be all over the place right now is the Republican candidate who has raised the most money in the fourth quarter. Guess who that is?
Ron Paul.
Exactly.
The only one qualified is Ron Paul, and we have to make sure people people have to be delegates. That's the main thing right now, delegates.
Well, there's a number of things. Well, I can tell you that the fundraiser coming up, I think it's on the 16th of this month. Is most probably going to upset a lot of people. Boston Tea Party, which is December the 16th. Let me see what they've got now. Everybody's pledging $100, and I'm not sure exactly how many people they've got to date, but they're trying to get. I believe they're trying to get 100,000 people to pledge $100. And I think they're at 26,000 as we speak. I could be wrong on that number. I've pledged even more than that. Sure, I mean, not only has he outraised all the other opponents, but I think the media cannot afford to relegate him to second-tier candidates any longer. I mean, they're kicking and screaming by promoting Huckabee, who you know, for want of a better word, is a raving dispensationalist who hasn't raised any money whatsoever. But yet the media has elevated him up many levels. So it's a very frustrating thing to watch, no doubt. But you're absolutely correct. I mean, these debates that they have, I mean, that CNN debate, it was a joke.
It was disgusting.
Sure. I mean, I have a problem with electing anybody president of the United States that knows less about American history than I do. I believe an American president should know a lot more than I do about American history and its politics. But judging by statements made by Senator McCain and Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, even Fred Thompson, I could almost guarantee you that if we had to sit down and do a blind test and I'd even go so far as to allow a three-choice question, I would score substantially higher than any of those people when it comes to understanding the intent of the Founding Fathers. Because if they did understand the intent of the Founding Fathers, they would be sounding a lot more like Ron Paul than the neoconservatives that they are.
You know, Robbie, the postal worker, believe it or not, whenever I give them like a flyer or something, oh, they already know. Oh, that's Dr. No. They are all the postal workers that I've already spoken to are all supportive of Ron Paul. That's a good thing, sure. I think.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, look, there's no question. But as you witnessed in that debate, one of the two questions, out of all the questions, they didn't ask Ron Paul about the financial problems with Social Security and Medicaid. The only question they asked him was obviously the contentious one that Michael Medved says only kooks ascribe to, and that's the North American Union.
I saw that segment where they had some talking head after talking about Ron Paul was crazy, talking about the NAFTA superhighway and the North American Union, and it's like and you know something, that information needs to get out, and the people need to get more grassroots, and we need to get the delegates, like they say on RBN. But that's true, and we need to really push this in the next 2 months.
Oh, absolutely. The thing that really amazed me, I was watching one of the interviews after that show as well, where obviously a Council on Foreign Relations member was asked about Ron Paul and the North American Union, and he too went into the kook category, which is rather unusual for a Council on Foreign Relations member, considering that the May-June edition of Foreign Affairs magazine, which is a Council on Foreign Relations publication, on the front of its cover was talking about a alternative currency to the U.S. dollar, without mentioning the word Amero, but it was their cover story and obviously was in support of a North American Union.
You know, you're right, and I am not ready to elect a black man or a woman for president. But if we don't get Ron Paul in there, you know, I might as well vote for Edwards or somebody, because we're not going to have any choice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, really, I would vote for Edwards before anybody else but Ron Paul.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I said yesterday, and I got a couple of interesting emails about it. If this time next year, if it looks like Ron Paul is going to win the presidency, I will sell my gold. Other than that, I will be buying substantial amounts of gold during the next 12 months, because if he doesn't become president, then gold will definitely go to $10,000 an ounce with any of the other yahoos that are there.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to learn Spanish, because I might have to move out of the country.
Yeah.
If Ron Paul doesn't become president. Thank you, Robbie.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Jim in Minnesota. Hey, Jim.
Yes. Hello?
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. I have a question, because I'm not much in politics, but I had heard something once that I'm not sure if it's true or not, and maybe you can straighten me out on this. I had heard that all this money that all these candidates put together, all these thousands and millions of dollars go into something called a war chest, and if they don't get elected, they get to keep that money to do whatever they want with. Is that true?
I believe you are correct to the point, but I think they've got to use the funds to help support members within their party.
Oh, okay, because I had thought... That's a pretty good deal, you know. If you raise millions of dollars and you don't win anyway, you get to take it home.
Yeah, I don't think you get to buy a mansion, but I think the money that's obviously left over after you paid all your bills. And trust me, when I'm sure the rules say you've got to help elect fellow party members, but I am sure that at the end of the presidential cycle, when they finally bow out, if there is any money, it is obviously is accounted for as being already spent on. So I'm almost sure there's no money left over. I know that congressmen and senators, which has always been a contentious issue in the world of politics, it's questionable whether or not they dip into their campaign war chests for personal gain.
Well, that was my question, because I was thinking, like, with Hillary Clinton, where she's raising $24 million a weekend or something, I'm thinking, that isn't too bad a deal. Raise a lot of money, even if you don't make it, you're set.
Well, if you want a real-world example, I think all you have to do is follow what happens with all the money Dr. Paul raises and what he does with it after this election cycle is over, which, by the way, politics, presidential elections in America is unique to America. It is the only political system that they are more than likely already planning the next presidential election even before this one's over. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Take a short break. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Friday at this end of the month. You want something for free? I really mean it. We have a sponsor here at RBN called SFR. that provides more power to your automobile. SFR has been the leader in extreme pressure technologies for over 20 years. SFR manufactures fuel additive products for automotive and industry to improve performance and extend equipment life. Now, just for listening to the Republican Broadcasting Network, you can call for a free bottle. Pay only the shipping and handling. Money-back guarantee. I mean, the question is, what you're waiting for? Help support the advertisers on this network. To get your free bottle, have a pen and paper ready, because it's an 800 number. So here goes, 800-873-7371. Get yourself a free bottle of SFR. Once again, that toll-free number, correct, I said 800. It's 888-873-7371. And help support the advertisers on the network. You help them, they help us, everybody helps each other, and who knows, we may win this thing. As crazy as it may sound, as a long shot it can be, we don't have any other options. We have to go all out on this one. We got 12 months left, less, 11 months left. Isn't it worth it to put a little bit of extra effort into this? And there's no question, the media is doing everything in its power to quash the rise of Ron Paul. But how can they still neglect him when he is the number one fundraiser in the Republican candidates for the fourth quarter? I mean, it's unbelievable. And as I said, join the pledge. Go to the website. Go to eaglesup.com. Scroll down the page. You'll see all the banners there for the Boston Tea Party on December the 16th. It's a $100 pledge. Now, I know for some people $100 is a lot of money, but when you think about it, what are the consequences? consequences, you don't want to lose a country. It's not good to lose a country. You don't even understand what it's like to lose a country. You lose your identity. You lose who you are. As we've had many callers call on the show thinking about learning Spanish and moving somewhere else, let me tell you something. I will, no matter what country I live in or claim citizenship of, I am a Rhodesian. I will always be a Rhodesian. My identity, I will never be lost. I always call myself a Rhodesian. And likewise, you're an American. This is your culture. This is your heritage. You can't walk away from it. You have to stand and fight for it. Till Monday, have a great weekend. See you, bye.